Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, and it is Sound Off Monday. What is on your mind? What do you think we've missed in covering the news? 855-752-4842. All are welcome. First-time callers, women, conservatives, veterans, you all go to the front of the line on this program, 855-75-CIVIC. We've got a veteran with us for this whole entire program. His name's Tom Paulswitz. He joins me frequently. Had a little hiatus, but he's back in the proverbial saddle with me on the Maggie Dawn Show. He is a Navy veteran. Happy 250th to the Navy. He is a small business owner and two-time congressional candidate. Again, Tom, thank you for sticking around with us. You wanted to make a point, and I don't know if I got there when we were talking about what's going on with Mike Johnson and the fact that he won't gavel in the House, why he won't actually have the House come do their work during an epic government shutdown. And you were extrapolating another point about that.
Yeah, and there are three people besides Thomas Massie from Kentucky who have signed the discharge position, one of them being Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's been incredibly vocal for the last couple weeks. She has been clearly transactional for her entire congressional career. So I find a hard time believing that she's turned a page on this. Nancy Mace from South Carolina is running for governor, is probably also looking for something. The third one, though, interestingly enough, is Lauren Boebert from Colorado, who has been completely silent. So I think one of those things that's happening is yes, Speaker Johnson is working tough behind the scenes to see what he can do before he gavels back in. But I also wanted to mention, Maggie, that I'm on the Affordable Care Act, as are a number of other small business owners, contractors, people who cannot get insurance through an employer. They are going to get hurt, and they are going to get hurt hard. And I think that's something is, you know, in this country, we talk about entrepreneurship. We talk about people pulling themselves up by their bootstraps. This is a critical component to that. And if we don't create, if we don't bring back those subsidies, I think you're going to see a lot of small business owners have to either close shop, go back into the workforce to see what they can do, even though it's not a great time to do it. I think it's going to create some chaos, which to me is unfortunate because we founded this country on an entrepreneurial spirit and we should continue that.
Yeah, it hurts everybody, service workers who don't get health insurance because they're waiters, waitresses, etc. It hurts gig workers. It hurts folks with their own small businesses. It hurts the folks that work for small businesses. It hurts retirees. It hurts tens of millions of people. And folks will be sicker and die because of this. Republicans wanted to talk about death panels in the back, in the way back machine. How about this? You're going to die because you can't afford insurance, courtesy of MAGA. Thank you very much. And
while
the point
you're
about
working hard.
Correct.
While you're working as hard as you can.
And the point about Mike Johnson and not gaveling in the House, my view is that he is working behind the scenes to try to peel off either Boebert, Green, or Mace. There are only four House Republicans that are voting for the discharge position. It's Massey from Kentucky, Green from Georgia, Boebert from Colorado, and Mace from South Carolina. That is the perfect time for Johnson or Trump to offer up a quid pro quo. You pull your vote on this, we'll give you XYZ. And the fact that Marjorie Taylor Greene, as well as Lauren Boebert and Nancy Mace, to an extent, have sometimes been on the outs with MAGA and some of the leadership because of the way that they conduct business, I'm not surprised to see it lining up that way. Let's go to the phones here, folks, 855-752-4842. Charles from Milwaukee, say hi to Tom. What you got for us?
Good morning, Maggie and Tom. My complaint is just this constant line from the Republican Party that the Democratic Party shut down the government. When they've changed the rules to get other things done, so why won't they change it to get this done?
It's a huge lie, and let's be clear about that lie. We have sound of this. Senator Thune, he is the majority leader in the Senate, gave the most mealy mouth roundabout answer to, listen, you could end the filibuster, hit the nuclear option, and refund government tomorrow if Republicans wanted. They've got the votes to do that. Here's Senator Thune, the Senate Majority Leader, telling America why they just won't do that.
Why not go ahead and use this as an opportunity if things are so dire to get rid of the filibuster? Use the nuclear option.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's filibuster, as you know, supermajority requirement is something that makes the Senate the Senate. And honestly, if we had done that, there's a whole lot of bad things that could have been done by the other side. The 60 to vote threshold has protected this country, and frankly, that's what I think this last election was largely about, because if the Democrats had won the majority, they probably would have tried to nuke the filibuster. And then you'd have four new United States senators from Puerto Rico and the District of Columbia. You'd have a packed Supreme Court. You'd have abortion on demand, a whole bunch of things that were on that laundry list. They had about six or seven things that they were going to do when they nuked the filibuster. And so the filibuster protects. It's been a voice for the minority. It gives the minority a say in what happens in this country. The founders created the Senate uniquely that way for that specific reason. And so it's just really not that complicated. All it takes is a little backbone, a little courage on behalf of five Democrats to do what they have done and what we've done for decades.
And he goes on and on. Or it takes some courage for Senate Republicans to say it matters to us that Americans can continue to afford health care, health insurance. By the way, packed Supreme Court, abortion on demand that's safe and that you have insurance coverage for. That sounds good. What was the other one? Oh, yeah. Supreme Court. What was the other thing, though? I forget what the first thing he said was. It was the packed court, abortion on demand. What the hell was the other thing? Anyways, all of them sounded good to me. Oh, yeah, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. That would have passed as well, guaranteed access to the voting booth for every American. Sure sounds good to me.
All terrible things.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Mike from Muskota is up next on the phone line. You can be 2-855-75-CIVIC.